When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Once upon a time, folks used to sit outside on a spring or summer evening and talk. Neighbors knew one another, and the front porch was public domain, whether you lived in its attached house or two doors down. A swing, a chair, a rail, and steps fashioned a gathering place. Often, those who assembled would sing or pick guitars, and each one would find their part, on the porch and in the music. That's where harmony was born, and that's where harmony flourished. I was reminded of those Andy Griffith days as I pulled up another chair to join a throng of 20-somethings, all sitting serenely in front of my home and postponing their departure back to campus and studies. The social circle concluded a busy and fun weekend filled with sunshine, horseback rides, and wonderful worship. Nobody wanted it to end. I loved their chatter as well as their silent company. Just having them in my home for a couple of days brought life and laughter and loads of singing from this group of choir buddies. My soul was at peace when the time came for them to go back to their lives and leave my home in the country, having enjoyed their company. There was a sweet, sweet spirit on my porch, and I knew it was the presence of the Lord in each of those delightful young adults. Like the folks in Mayberry who position themselves available, we are fortunate to have quality companionship when we open our lives to others and welcome them in. It's time we got back out there and invited people to come visit. Make your home a haven. Sit on the porch and talk and laugh and sing. Listen to the silent comfort of togetherness between friends. The song of life is so much sweeter when we merge our voices and venture our affections with one another. And the perfect place to find such harmony is on the front porch any old day of the week. This is Brenda Black. And tomorrow night, I won't be sitting on the porch at home in the country. I'll be in Clinton on the Square for cruise night with a good friend, strongman Steve Schmidt, who'll be performing some amazing strength feats. I had the pleasure of telling his story in his book, Heart and Steel, and I hope you'll drop by for a visit. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.